Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to what you would have to say. It's a very, very hot topic today, if you want to call it that. It's a topic that I believe we need to talk about. Many are afraid to do so, especially our politicians, our rhino Republicans, that is Republican in name only. I understand that Dean Black, the chair of the REC here in Duval County, is now demanding that anybody that's in the political arena for running for office, that they be silent and say nothing about the BLM. That's a hot topic, and you ought not to talk about it. In fact, on one occasion, I understand that a panic telephone call was made to a person here in our city that's demanded that this person go back on his Facebook and take it down and then apologize on Facebook and publicly for saying anything about BLM. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we come out of the closet as Christians, as conservatives, and as Republicans. And I put it in that order. We need to be Christian first, conservative, and Republican if that's the party that we've chosen. It's an impossibility, ladies and gentlemen, to be a Democrat and to say I'm a Democrat and say I'm saved. That's an oxymoron. It's an impossibility to be a Democrat and to say I'm saved. Democrats are the party of liars and thieves and abortionists, which is murder, et cetera, et cetera. Not going down the line that when you look at the Democratic Party platform and what they're doing through Nancy Pelosi and AOC and Chuck Schumer, they're actually standing against everything that we'd call the Ten Commandments, if you want to look at it as a from a biblical standpoint. But ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, who can save us? If the Republican conservatives are not going to do it, who can save us? The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to our studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question to comment. We're interviewing today candidate for City Council District 4, Don Redman. Don is with us. Don served a few years back. He served for 8 years on the City Council. Did a good job. In fact, I followed his leadership on council for all of those years, and he got to the point where some were calling him and another one on the council his Dr. Nose, because they were saying no on everything that was immoral, ungodly, unholy, and unbiblical. And that's the kind of candidate we need to vote for, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you, but I'm passionate about who we vote for. Listen very carefully before we go further with our interview. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 18, verse 21, "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place over such over them by be the rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, and rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens." Ladies and gentlemen, that's talking about we need to have good men of capability that are competent to carry out the task, such as fear God, talks about reverencing God and respecting God. Those that go into office not for monetary gain, but because they are there as God's servants to protect we the people and to protect our Constitution. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that should scare the socks off every Christian listening. If it doesn't, call me and tell me why it doesn't bother you. It says, "Tear them down, BLM." And for clarity, that means Black Lives Matter. I'm not talking about the Bureau of Land Management. BLM says Jesus statues are white supremacists. Black Lives Matter activist Sean King called Monday for the removal of statues, murals, and stained glass windows that depict Jesus as a white European, which he claimed are a form of white supremacists. It goes further. "Yes, I think the statues of the white European they claim is Jesus should come down." He speaks about this further, Sean King says, a former surrogate of the Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a 2020 presidential campaign, wrote on Twitter, quote, "They are the form of white supremacy. They always have been," end quote. Sean King's targeting of religious artwork comes as various activist groups have moved beyond tearing down Confederate statues and are now calling for the removal of other historical monuments also. All murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother and their white friends should all come down, King wrote in his second tweet. They're a gross form of white supremacy. So now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. You've heard some of these BLM and others on television say it's a dog whistle. Well, this is sending a dog whistle. Hear me. It's sending a dog whistle to all of the BLM thugs in the street to go in and start desecrating, tearing down, destroying stained windows in churches that depict Jesus Christ and Mary and our crosses, those that he claimed indicates white supremacy. Don, I don't know about you, but that bothers me more than anything I could read.
It does. It does me too. It just shows how evil. It's true. It's really evil, and to take a work on people's mind against God, to try to destroy churches, try to destroy anything to do with churches, and to depict Jesus as anything other than God.
Yes.
I mean,
it's a battle against God. It's a battle against the Bible.
It has nothing to do with the color of your skin. Has nothing to do with what part of the country you're from.
Right.
It's all about faith and trusting God.
Yes.
And evil.
One of the things that I find, Don, ladies and gentlemen, we're interviewing Don Redmond. Don is the candidate for District 4 City Council here in Duval County. He's in a primary with, I believe it's a three-way race in the primary in August. And what is that date?
18th of August.
18th of August. And if we can get Don enough votes, he will not have to then face a general election in November. And I believe that's possible if we'd have enough folks that'll get up out of their easy chair and make it a point to understand that God calls upon us to be salt and light, and we've got to be out of the shaker if we're going to be salt. We've got to be out of the closet if we're going to be light. So we need to take a stand and vote, prepare to vote, so that we can put men like this back in office. But one of the major things we need to understand as we see this taking place is we're dealing with a Marxist, anarchist, insurrectionist group called BLM. And listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. BLM is a Marxist organization. And I don't have time to go into all the details. They have done that before in this broadcast. I can give you the link after link after link after link where they are socialist Marxist, total Marxist, and under Karl Marx's agenda for destruction of a nation and for the takeover for communism, Karl Marx 6 points, and number six is to dethrone God, dethrone God. And his second and third point in his 6 points of Marxism to destroy a nation, the second and third point deals with racism. He says to use racism as the instrument to destroy by dividing a nation. And that's what we see taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of white and black skin. It's not a matter of white or black people. It's a matter of that being used as the mechanism to divide us. And remember again, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, Jesus says, a house divided cannot stand, a nation divided cannot stand. And we're watching the battle, a demonic battle for the soul of America being fought out in a Black Lives Matter, BLM organization of insurrectionists, terrorists, and they really are terrorists, anarchists, and murderers. Ladies and gentlemen, we watch them pillage and burn and riot and destroy block after block after block of property across America, closing a business, destroying livelihoods, destroying the future of people, generation after generation that's built a business, then be destroyed. And now the ultimate goal, as this Sean King, which is one of the key people in the Black Lives Matter organization now, is saying that we need to go after the churches, is what he is saying. And ladies and gentlemen, here's another article on that. Sean King, the controversial Black Lives Matter activist known for pushing false claims, called for the destruction of Jesus Christ statues and Christian churches for their depiction of the white Holy Family, which King argues are forms of white supremacy and race propaganda that promotes oppression. Here's further in the article. How is this for irony? Sean King, outspoken anarchist for the domestic terror group Black Lives Matter, has a white father, a white mother, has a white father and a white mother, but likes to pretend that he's black, a black man. Childhood photos show him to be a ginger-haired, freckle-faced white kid, but yesterday incensed over the fact that there are Christian statues and images depicting Jesus Christ as a white man, demanded that they must all come down and be destroyed because they are symbols of white supremacy. It doesn't get any more ironic than that, this writer says. Sean King is a gifter, grifter, G-R-I-F-T-E-R, grifter, who has culturally appropriated black, the black for his own personal gain and profit. But most of the people behind Black Lives Matter are, in fact, white socialists, and they are following the socialist Marxist agenda to destroy America. Ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned, and I pray that you are. But to prove again my point, Brother Don, that Black Lives Matter is not about black lives. Father's Day weekend, this past weekend, 104 people were shot in Chicago. 104. And out of that, 16 of them died. Several of them still in the hospital. You don't see Black Lives Matter on the street corner. They're demonstrating and protecting the black lives. Black Lives Matter is not a true black organization from the standpoint of skin color. The three socialist, Marxist, insurrectionist, anarchist women that started Black Lives Matter, they push the social agenda for social justice, and that's part and parcel of the Marxist agenda for destroying America. Ladies and gentlemen, they're pushing the LGBTQ agenda. They're pushing the dethroning of God. They're pushing the division of our nation so that it can be torn down and destroyed. Don, talk with our listeners for a moment. I know that you have goals and you have priorities from the standpoint of once elected. Talk about two or three things that you want to accomplish as a city councilman for Jacksonville.
Well, I served 8 years on the city council. I've been off now about a little over 4 years. But I, you know, the issue that I had, one of the issues I had when I was there before was the Occupy people. And these are basically the same thing as the Antifa. They weren't quite as violent at that time, although they were destructive to a certain extent. But the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter group are basically one and the same.
Yes.
They are working together now. They just using the race card to get people excited and get people turned out and stirred up to create problems. As a city councilman, when I get elected again, I'm a Christian. I stand by God's word. I did that before. I was chaplain on the city council for two different years, two different times. I threatened to be sued by the ACLU. I hope to be able to persuade some of the other city councilmen to take a stand where they said that they would when they were running for election.
Yes.
We have, you know, rhinos on the city council to the point that we can't get legislation passed that are good conservative legislation. We need a strong voice on the city council, a persuasive voice. In a loving way, I did just before. My colleagues respected me because they knew where I stood. And it's amazing, by loving people, by working with people in a loving way, and showing them what's right, a lot of them will come back, come to their senses and vote right on issues that they
did. I am praying
that
is the case. Absolutely.
So, you know, you need to, the ones that are down there now, and I know most of them down there and talk to some of them on a regular basis, and they say it's a miserable place to work right now because of the attitude that they have towards each other and the division that is there. And sad thing is, if there's any conservative value left in some of them, they end up falling in the other direction because of pressure put on them by different organizations, mayor or whoever might be pushing to get things his way. Shad Khan, it's amazing the pressure that can be put on by lobbyists working for whoever they might be working for. Might be, Khan or the mayor.
Shad Khan owns this city. He has the key to the vault for the vault.
It's amazing
whatever he wants,
what
he gets.
Spend for Shad Khan. Yeah,
he owns the city. He controls our politicians.
Yes.
I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood and Mr. Redmond. Thank you all for the wonderful thoughts that you've been sharing so far. Dr. Youngblood, I really just had a quick comment. First of all, I just want to say that I am a black man with 32 years of defending freedom for our nation and around the world.
Thank you for your service. Thank you, sir.
After 72 countries that I've visited and, you know, fought in some wars, including the war in Iraq, I'm just very disturbed by what I'm seeing through the BLM movement. First of all, I'll say this. We should not be preaching a BLM or Black Lives Matter movement. We should be preaching all lives matter, period.
Amen, brother.
And we need to remember that if we're going to overcome evil, we do it with good. But the good that we need is through the politicians and through our government leaders. We need to support police officers and people who are doing some really tough jobs out there. And the bottom line is, you know, I think you and Mr. Redmond mentioned it earlier. We need people with a spine who will stand up and speak truth and love.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir, and I'm thankful that you have added that. Let me stay on the line for a moment, and let me just say this as a compliment to what you've just said, and thank you so much for it. One of the ones that you perhaps heard me interview before on this broadcast is Mike Hill, District 1, Florida State Representative in Pensacola, and I've advocated for him. He is a conservative constitutionalist, has a law degree background, constitutional law degree background. He invested 10 years in the Air Force with every commendation you could get. He is a conservative Christian Republican black man, and as a result of his position that standing for God and for righteousness and for our Constitution, he's literally shut out in the House of Representatives, even though he's a Republican. He had a bill, House Bill 797, just last year that the Republican rhinos in Tallahassee wouldn't even let come to a committee because of his unwillingness to just bow and bend and be submissive to the power brokers in Tallahassee. And so it's men like that that I have tried to support and recognize and recommend to our listeners. In fact, at your leisure, look him up online. Go to his website. He's up in a primary. In fact, the Republicans in Pensacola are trying to primary him out because they're so adamantly opposed to him. Look his website up. Push the donate button if it's not but a dollar, and let him know that we in North Florida hold him up before the Lord and pray for him. But what you're saying, brother, is exactly right. May your tribe increase, and thank you so much for your call. Keep on praying that God will give us wisdom and will provide men with spines and backbones, as you said, that will take a stand for truth and for righteousness, for our Constitution and for the Word of God. Thank you for your call. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with the question and comment, please.
I mean, as a newborn Christians, what can we do with all those spineless power politicians here in the city? You got the mayor saying that the human rights, whatever, LGBTQ2, whatever letters are, that he's going to sign it again because of their now special class of victims. I mean, how idiotic. And he called himself a Christian. I wonder what kind of Christian he is. Doesn't he know that once you classify as a special class, I tell a group of, you know, the LGBT, what happened with the other communities? How about the Chinese, the blacks, the Hispanics, the Christians? Are we going to have the same treatment for that or other groups? This is the hypocrisy, and I'm fed up with the so-called Christians. They only come to the radio, and they speaking out the Bible when they need our votes. But they're what they do is a different thing. I'm sick of them. I mean, I'm disappointed in the mayor. I'm not going to support him at all. He's a coward, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. I don't think I could have articulated it any better than you have. I'm in agreement with what you're saying. And you asked the question at the outset of your comments is, what can we do as Christians?
Yes.
We need to go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven and deliver or save our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we need. And that's the answer to it. As Christians, we need to pray and seek God's face, confess our sins individually, personally, and corporately as a nation, and ask God to heal our land. Don, would you agree with that?
I certainly would agree with that. Go ahead, sir.
And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate these people. You know, we love them like everybody else. My wife works in a huge company here in town. But now that they passed that law, the city, I don't know if they know the consequences. My wife has been in this job for 20 years, and she has been denied because there's other people with that kind of sexual preferences, homosexual and lesbian, that they are being supervisors, posed in place of supervisors because the company is afraid because they're going to be sued because they are discriminated against them. So where this nonsense is going to stop? I mean, you see the ramifications of this nonsense? And that's what they're going to do at the national level with the stupidity that the Supreme Court did. Now they're going to sue every single company. They're going to be afraid to lose millions. So you are qualified and you've been working for that company over 20 years. Oh, no, no, no. You're going to have somebody with that sexual preference that is going to go ahead of the line and he's going to be the boss or you, and you know more than that person. See, how fair is that? I mean, this is nonsense. I'm fed up with that.
It is sad, but you touched on it exactly right, and that's what we see with BLM, the Black Lives Matter movement. Every company, in fact, the latest was, mm-hmm. and perhaps you're familiar with it, Chick-fil-A, Dan Cathy has said now that every white person needs to bow in humility and apologize to every black person because of our sin. Well, I haven't sinned against a black person, and I don't know of anybody in America that could say that from the standpoint of a total white race that they've done so. Dan Cathy has done an egregious thing for the destruction and the undermining of the image of Chick-fil-A in America. In fact, I've said ever since they bowed for the LGBTQ and now bowing for the Black Lives Matter, the BLM, I've said that Christians need to find another place to buy a chicken sandwich. But these companies are running in fear, and as a result of running in fear, they're willing to bow and be in subrogation and submission to the anarchist, insurrectionist BLM in America today, and so also with the LGBTQ.
So it doesn't matter if you got the qualifications, you got the college, you got the university, you got the master's degree. That's what my wife has. She hasn't been promoted because she is a faithful Christian. She doesn't participate in any other nonsense, and her color of skin doesn't help her either. And she is a straight woman, a proud straight woman. So this is what the companies in America have been doing lately. Because as long as the liberal newspaper or any ad goes out, this company is against LGBT. Oh my God, this is the end of the world. I mean, come on. And the same thing is one thing that is bugs me a lot too, is the so-called Christians. That they acting like victims. Doesn't the Bible tell us that once you are in Christ, you are a new creature? All the things has passed away. They all made new. That includes racism, being a victim. We are new creatures in Christ. We got the Amen. Power of the Holy Spirit to live like a free person. But they acting like they don't know the Lord. I mean, this is for the people that doesn't know God, but for the believers, feeling like that, they need to have a genuine and a real encounter with God, because as far as Amen. I'm concerned, they are lukewarm and they're trying to please the world. I mean, the Bible tells us the world is going to hate us. What part of hate us we don't get? That's what the Bible
brother,
tells us.
We have to put part of the responsibility of this on a lot of our pastors, a lot of our preachers that are afraid to take a stand.
That's right.
Not many of them, like Dr. Youngblood here, are willing to take a stand and tell the, you know, preach the real gospel. Preach the Bible. When I fought the battle against the LGBT and special rights for them, they have every right that everybody else had. I fought that battle when I was on the city council.
That's right,
before.
You sure did.
We won that battle because, you know, we took a stand and showed that there was no discrimination, that they had every mm-hmm. right that everybody yep. else had, and we mm-hmm. voted it down. But I was surprised. I had pastors of churches here in Jacksonville call me and tell me that I was wrong for taking a stand against the LGBT crowd. I wasn't taking a stand against them as such. I was taking a stand for Christianity, for the values mm-hmm. of a Christian life.
For morals, ethics,
the
and
morals,
values
ethics,
for
yes.
family and faith in the future of America.
Not against a person, but against a sin.
Yes. You've said mm-hmm. it so, articulated so well, and I'll say this, and then we'll move on. But one of the things that we find, and I've said just as you have said, where do we stop carving out special exception groups? Do we take the murderers and say there's a special exception yes. for murderers or liars or special mm-hmm. exception for those that are rapists, a special exception for those that are pedophiles, et cetera, and have some special laws? Because our federal constitution and our state constitutions every state across America and in our federal constitution, every person is protected with the same constitutional rights and privileges. But what the LGBTQ is looking for, special rights, special exceptions, et cetera, et cetera. And we need to stand against it, and we need to elect those that's willing to stand with us on it. Brother, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your continued stand for the truth and for the gospel. God bless you today. Brother Don, we've got a few minutes left in these last few minutes. Let's talk about your election and what our people can do. What can the listeners do to help you get elected?
Well, you can help get the word out that I'm running for City Council, District 4 in Jacksonville. And send them to my website, Vote for Don Redman. That's D-O-N-R-E-D-M-A-N, Redman, Comcast.com. No, that's not right. VoteForDonRedman.com. But I have signs. I'm trying to get signs in people's yards. You know, a sign in somebody's yards means that there's somebody there representing you and willing to vote for you. I have signs at my business on Belfort Road. I'm a barber. I cut hair. I have a barber shop and a beauty shop. I run both of those businesses. I have a total of 8 employees, 9 including myself. And, you know, I've been in business for many, many years in the Southside area.
Well, Don, it's been at least 40 years because you've been cutting my hair for 40 years.
That's right. So, you know, I've been there over 40 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know the neighborhood. I know Southside. I know the issues of Southside. I've stayed in touch with the city council and in the area, and I understand all the issues that are coming before city council now. So I am ready to jump in, take a seat, and finish out the term that is being vacated for the next 3 years. So vote for me. You can call me on my cell phone. My phone number, 904-626-9307. That's 626-9307. I need people to wave signs for me. I need people to go door to door with me. I'm walking door to door in the evenings, in the afternoons, and on Saturdays. So come out and walk with us. You can meet us at my shop there on Belfort Road, 2760 Belfort Road. I would appreciate your help.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to put Don Redman in office. That's Don Redman for District 4 in the City Council here in Jacksonville, Florida. Vote for Don, call Don, pray for Don, and pray for God to put him in office that he can represent we the people in the city of Jacksonville, that we can have something that will stand for our faith and for our family and for the freedom that we have in America today. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal, Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.